Hi everybody, it's Angel. I have a few pages of notes here, so you will hear a page turn. So if you hear a noise, that's what it is. I'll try to hold the mic away from it. Hi, how are you? I hope you're doing great. I have a quote to start with. It's by Jared Kintz, and he says, "Love is like two kittens stabbing each other with bunnies." I have no idea what the context of that quote is. I have no idea. But that's the kind of love I want. I love the imagery of two kittens, each holding a bunny rabbit, like a lightsaber and a sword, and poking each other with their ears. I just think it's so ridiculous and adorable and fluffy and sweet. And that is the kind of love I want. Just this really cliche, cheesy, you know, the kind that they hold their hand. Like, you see that couple that holds hands across the table at the restaurant. Or they genuinely admit to one another that they missed each other only after being apart for a couple hours. Yeah, that's what I want. I watched Trainwreck with Amy Schumer in it, the movie, the other day. And there's this scene where she's having an argument with her boyfriend. And she brings up how he goes down on her so much. And she feels like it's selfish because of how much he enjoys it. And so he says, "So you don't want me to go down on you as much?" And she's like, "No, I didn't say that." And I don't fight. I'm not in relationships. I won't fight. I don't like conflict. I'll talk about something until it's resolved. No problem. But the fighting and the dirty pool kind of stuff, like, I don't do. And when I get upset or frustrated with a person, that's what I do. I can only think up the compliments of the person, but I'll say it in like a bratty tone. So when I was watching this, I'm like, oh my God, that's what I do. I've never seen that. So when you see yourself like in another character on TV, it is weird, right? Well, I had that moment because, you know, of course, like, what woman's gonna say, "You go down on me too much"? Like, that's not a thing. But it's not. And that's what I do, though. I can only think of the compliments and the good stuff, because I've worked through the bad stuff with them. And so that's what I need. I need someone that that doesn't want conflict either, that just wants to talk about things and is readily accepting of being complimented at the weirdest moments, because that's kind of what, like, anxiety triggers in me when I'm flustered and annoyed with someone. I hope that made sense. Anyways. The reason I started with that is because I want you to know that the type of love you want is out there. I don't want you to settle for some cookie-cutter romance that you see in the movies or on TV. Just because you think everyone else wants it, that's what's out there. So I guess that's what I'm going to have to get. And no, you can pick and choose and imagine the type of love that you want. It's out there. Promise you it is. It really, really, really is. I swear. It might seem impossible. It might seem weird. But the type of love that you want is absolutely out there. We're all individuals. And if what you see on TV and the movies is what you want, go for it. If you want something different, go for it. But I think it's so important to have a really good idea of what you want, what your non-negotiables are, what you definitely want and know you definitely don't want. I think even if you're in a relationship, I mean, it's fine. Those things change. We all change. We all grow. Things have to. that. You don't want to stay the same your whole life. So even if you are in a relationship, it's good to open up and talk about those things, because sometimes it's hard and not easy, but things will be so much better in the long run if you do. I feel like it's such an important thing to have a really good idea of what you want and what you don't want, because it's your life. Touch is really important to me. Holding hands, sitting close, sleeping close, never just walking by the other person without some kind of physical contact. I've been in relationships where they didn't like that, and I was miserable. They called me needy and clingy and told me that's why I have pets. and it messed up my head, because I thought there was something wrong with that, something wrong with me. That, I mean, clingy's not something you ever want to be called. And that just made me feel so needy. And it's hard, because when I'm with someone, it's because I'm crazy for them, because I'm over the moon about them. And I mean, that, I know it doesn't mean I want to be hanging off of them every, like, you know, 24/7 or anything, but I like them. I like feeling them. I like that connection of feeling someone. And it took me a while to realize that there's nothing wrong with me wanting that. So please learn from me your heart's wants and your heart's desires are absolutely valid. Don't feel bad because something you know you want and another person isn't offering it, especially if they call you names because of it. I mean, it's good to self-analyze yourself, to get a bearing for, like, okay, is this what I'm doing? Is this, like, what I'm doing, is this really annoying? Is this something this person doesn't want? This, it seemed like they used to like this, and now they don't anymore. It's not a fun thing to do, but the things that you want, I mean, it's your life. You deserve to be happy. You do. I promise you, you deserve it. You do. You deserve to be loved and accepted and cherished for who you are. And it's out there. I promise you. It's your life. And you deserve happiness however you define it. And I want you to promise me that you won't let someone else define what your happiness is. We all bend and change and adapt to the one we want to be with. I mean, that's part of love, but don't lose yourself. Don't forget what's important to you. It is very loving to put another person's needs before your own, but it is healthy and not at all selfish to want them to do the same for you. So, I hope that you realize that all of your heart's desires are absolutely valid, and you deserve exactly the type of life and love and happiness that you've dreamt of. So, don't ever give up on that. Don't ever settle. I absolutely believe in you. And you're awesome. All of you are just fantastic, special, wonderful people. And I hope that you have a smile on your face and are thinking about all of the things that you want out of life. So until I talk to you again, which will be very soon, take care, everyone. Bye.